Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 9 o'clock in the evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook abiding quietly at home. They've been playing rummy for the last hour or so, and the game has begun to take on a sluggish, lackluster quality. Listen.
I win.
Let me see your cards. Sure you win. Got three queens, three deuces, and the four, five, six, and seven of hearts.
I lose interest in rummies after about so long a time. The spades start resembling clubs.
You any quick?
Would you just as soon?
All right. Not much kick to the game when your opponent's half asleep.
I am a little tired. Too early to go to bed?
Courthouse clock struck 9 about 5 minutes ago.
Oh. I bet I sleep so sound tonight you could send my undershirt to Detroit, Michigan Parcel Post.
Paper states shower sometime before morning. I hope they hurry along and cool things off.
Oh. Deal out a few more rummies. Might as well be doing something.
Okay.
Kind of funny that Davis boy storming in here this evening, wasn't it?
I've learned that there's nothing extraordinary in the most ununderstandable behavior on the part of 14-year-old boys. Being the father of a 14-year-old boy, I'm tutored in all
these... Here's your 14-year-old boy now. Raj?
Hi.
Here's a beautiful bouquet of tickets for you, Charlie.
Thanks. Hope I can tell the hearts from the clubs.
The hearts are red, the clubs black.
I mean the diamonds from the spades. After so many rummies, I get so I can't keep my mind on what I'm doing.
Well, Davis didn't disturb you when he come after rotten suitcase a while ago, did he?
Not too much. Of course, I had to climb upstairs after.
Well, it helped along the excitement. By George, I never enjoyed such high-class excitement in my life.
What excitement do you have reference to, Sunburn?
Center Street.
Has there been excitement on Center Street? I'm discarding the six of clubs.
I could use it in my business. I beat your father 3 times in a row.
And didn't Rooster explain?
Explain what?
About Center Street.
No, what about it?
Rooster never said a word.
He come to the door all out of breath and wanted that big old imitation leather suitcase you borrowed off of his brother. Gov went after it and he grabbed it and was gone.
Well, I'll be darned.
Why? What happened on Center Street?
A house collapsed.
Ah.
You telling the truth you don't know about it?
We've been sitting here playing cards ever since around 7:30.
Never heard no noise? Never heard no people yelling?
Never heard a sound. Telephone hasn't even rung. Except for Rooster storming in, it's been quiet as my thumb.
Pizza Dutch.
House collapsed, you say, Temple Bells?
Yeah.
I collapsed one time myself. I was on the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio, where I just officiated at a wedding ceremony. After kissing the bride, I pocketed the $5 bill given me by the bridegroom and prepared...
You know that place in the 300 block on South Center with the second-story porch that runs clear around the whole house?
Has it got fragile hedgerows and morning glories and a solid gold belfry which catches a dazzling...
Give me a show, Gov. That place collapsed this evening.
It's a 9 of spades, Sadie. I trust it
you
will be...
You talking about that big boarding house-looking place, Willie?
Sure. It collapsed at 8 o'clock.
What you mean by collapsed?
Fell down.
Ah... A great big mud.
The whole thing didn't fall down. Just that second-story veranda fell down. But to look at it, you'd think the entire house had been hit by a cyclone.
That's the truth?
If it's not the truth, you can send my undershirt to St. Paul, Minnesota, cash on delivery. If it's not the truth...
Was anybody hurt?
Not a soul. And it's the luckiest thing since the bullet that choked Billy Patterson. Why, that second-story veranda weighs tons and tons. It crashed like thunder. Busted the first-floor porch into smithereens. Broke every window in the house. There's chunks of lumber and splinters of wood scattered up and down Center Street for half a block.
You're not exaggerating, are you? You're not making a mountain out of some trivial accident?
No, sir. Hope to die if I've twisted the facts. Hey, why don't you people put on your hat and stroll over there? See for yourself. It's just like I say. Center Street is cluttered up with debris for half a block in both directions.
Well, what happened?
The doggone second-story veranda collapsed from old age. The pillars were weak.
I believe that. Ruthie and I noticed the place just last week when we were walking past. That upstairs porch that circles the house was sagging in half a dozen places.
Sure. It was bound to happen sooner or later. And it happened tonight. I'm surprised you individuals never heard the crash.
Where were you when it happened?
Standing out in front of the By Joe Picture Show. I was in the Society of Bluetooth Johnson. By George, we were in the 300 block on South Center in 2 seconds.
Looks like we did miss some excitement.
Missed half your life. Come on, slap on your hat. We'll go over there.
Oh, it's all over and done with now.
Probably still a crowd of people hanging around, though. No fooling. To look at that house, you'd think it got caught between 9 cyclones.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Gov, you and me'll hike this inner street.
I'd like to beg off, Arthur. It's too warm an evening to work myself up over a porch falling off a house.
Okay.
Certainly a good thing nobody got injured.
Yes, indeed.
I remember the place you're talking about very well. Just last week, Ruthie and I walked past. Seems to me she passed some remark. Look how that old upper-story porch sags or something.
Peculiar Rooster didn't give you the details when he come after Rotten Suitcase. Guess he was too excited.
What was his big hurry for his brother's suitcase when there was so much free entertainment going on?
Oh, gosh, I haven't told you about Rotten yet.
What did Rotten do?
Rotten Davis, Gov, had the most magnificent evening of his entire career.
How so?
He made off to the crowd. It was his fault the house collapsed.
Yeah?
You should have seen him. He was running back and forth in front of the ruins screaming. I lost my temper, he kept yelling. I lost my temper.
You mean he
was making a public spectacle out of himself, yeah. 5 minutes after the big crash, about 200 people were on the spot. They didn't know what happened. They just saw this house all busted to pieces and lumber laying around every place. And here was Rotten Davis, tearing his hair and rushing around crazy. I lost my temper, he kept screaming. I lost my temper.
The people got the notion Rotten had lost his temper and torn the whole house down?
Sure they got that notion.
Oh, my.
It was a magnificent thing to witness. The crowd opened up an alley for Rotten to run back and forth in. And he run back and forth in it till who laid the chunk. I lost my temper, he hollered. I lost my temper, and look what I've done. Remember now, the house looked like it had been hit by a cyclone. An innocent bystander guess it'd take 9 men, 8 days to do that much damage.
Oh, my.
Rotten Davis seen his opportunity and grabbed it. He had that enormous throng of people in the palm of his hand. If he'd looked tough at any of them, they'd have started for home 90 miles an hour. Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful, I tell you.
If I had a boy that was such a smarty show-off,
And Rooster worked hand in glove with him. Rooster deserves 50% of the credit for his brother's sensational hoax.
I was going to inquire, what did Rooster want with the suitcase?
Wanted it to take back to Rotten. It's all plastered up with foreign labels, you know. Foreign labels impress the general public. Soon as Rotten got hold of that suitcase, he started running between the divided crowd of people with it. I told you they separated and left him space to run back and forth in, didn't I?
Yeah.
Made kind of a lane for him. Well, he'd run from one end of the lane to the other. When he got to one end, he'd stop and set down his suitcase. Then he'd give the people a chance to read the foreign labels. Nome, Alaska, London, England, Paris, France, Rotterdam, Holland, Brussels, Belgium, Stockholm, Sweden, and so on. All the time, he kept hollering he'd lost his temper and torn down a house. Then he'd pick up his suitcase and run to the other end of the lane. Do the same thing over again. I lost control of my temper, he screamed. I lost control of my temper and tore down this house in 3 minutes with my bare hands.
His mother ought to take him by the coat collar.
Let me tell you another trick he used to heighten the effect. He was wearing goggles. When he sent Rooster after his suitcase, he also had him stop by home and pick up an aviator's helmet and goggles that used to belong to some friend of his that owned a motorcycle. Oh, it was magnificent, Gov.
Bet it was.
Carrying his suitcase all plastered up with foreign labels and wearing an aviator's helmet on his head with the goggles pulled down over his eyes and running back and forth like he'd gone crazy.
I lost my temper.
Yeah.
For a boy that's almost a grown-up man.
And every once in a while, he'd holler to Rooster. Hey, he'd holler. How many bodies have they found so far? And Rooster, he was back in the shadows, would put on a deep voice and answer, 6 so far, 7 so far, 8 so far, you know.
Ain't he going on 19 years old, Rush?
Rotten, yeah.
Well, imagine a boy 19 years old behaving.
Mom, he had the most magnificent evening of his entire career.
I'd give him the most magnificent...
Oh, and another feature that was dandy. 3 young ladies he likes were in the crowd.
Huh?
3 very handsome young ladies he's ambitious to escort to the picture show and places were present.
I bet he's their hero now.
Oh, boy.
You seem to have had just about as satisfactory an evening as Rotten did.
I had a delightful evening. A delightful evening.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.